Well, welcome guys and gals to the TDC Connected meeting for July 31st, 2019. Want to talk to you guys about what we've been working with as far as getting demo kits created for you guys for all of the Choice Pro hand pieces and including that Profi Sport hygienist hand piece. I know a few guys, Richard Razzo, Phil Pichette, Scott Marks, and a couple others have really been selling a lot of these Choice Pro and Profi Sport hand pieces, but without really a demo kit or anything kind of professional looking to present these pieces to their doctors. I know Bailey Tucker was a big advocate about us getting some demo kits created. So with this Choice Pro line, Tim Ropechan over at Henry Schein and his engineers have been real helpful in getting that die cast foam laser cut instruction sheet that I sent you guys yesterday created for us. Just FYI, I've gotten together with a case company that can handle the laser cutting of the foam and then the foam inserts and then, of course, the professional-looking cases that they'll go in. They're going to give me some choices on the actual cases that we choose to, you know, to use as our demo kits and to hold these hand pieces. So when they do come out with a few choices for us, I'm going to ask for your guys' input. I'm going to obviously get JPEG or picture files of those cases and then send them out to you guys. And then I'm not thinking I'm going to want to wait until our meeting at the end of August. We're probably going to do this within the next week or two. So I'll probably be bugging you guys with emails about, you know, get back to me on these cases and which ones you guys like or which ones you guys would prefer, because we're definitely moving forward with this. We've got enough interest in having demo kits from you guys over the years. We've got enough interest in definitely selling hand pieces. It's just becoming more and more and more of a thing, especially we've noticed with the slow speeds, and you guys have noticed and even commented in the past couple of TDC Connected meetings when I've asked, that you're just getting a lot more slow speeds in that are corroding and that are failing, because these dentists are now required, as you know, I believe it was January of 18. Since then, they've been required to sterilize the slow speed motors as well as the high speeds, and they're just not doing a real good job of maintaining them, kind of like everything else, right? And so you guys have really been having opportunities to sell more hand pieces, especially on the slow speed side. So I don't know, I think these kits are going to be awesome. We've taken enough requests from you guys over the past couple of years to put something together, and I'm just to be honest, thankful for Tim and helping us with this project and getting the die-cut engineering diagrams to me, and also some contact information, which I was able to utilize for actually getting the foam done and getting the cases. So anyway, I'm pretty excited about that. The other good news on that is Tim, obviously, Henry Schein Handpiece Headquarters provides these hand pieces for us that you guys are selling and do the private labeling, and they are willing to soak up some of the cost of the hand pieces to get the demo kits out there. So he's supposed to get me pricing on that, but it's going to be anywhere from 30 to 50% off of, you know, what the standard wholesale cost is on that. And it'll be one per franchise owner, not multiple, which is fine. I don't know that you guys would need more than one per franchise owner, but he's kind of stepped up and volunteered to do that for us as well. So that's some good news there as far as getting these demo kits created. I see this happening within weeks, really. So I guess it's a pretty fast process from here moving forward, and it'll just be a quick, back and forth with you guys on what case we want to go with, and then we'll move forward with them. And they're going to be coming in at a fraction of the normal cost. So good news and good news there. That's pretty much the news I have right now on those. I guess you're probably in a wait and see with me as far as getting the cases and then the final price of the demo kit, which is, like I said, going to be a fraction of the cost, because Tim's going to help us with that cost and make it easier for you guys to purchase a demo kit and then go out there and sell these. So pretty excited about that. That's the newest development. I did send you guys a follow-up email. I don't know how many of you opened the file and looked, but yesterday I sent you a PDF file of what kind of the die cutout looks like. And then this morning, I did the best I could with the pictures that I had to kind of fit them into that die cast. And then I sent you guys a follow-up email this morning where I actually integrated the handpiece pictures into that PDF file. I'm missing one. I think somebody's probably going to ask, what is the die cut for number 8? And that is that 4-to-1 straight Profi attachment that W&H offers. I think it's their WP44, just that 4-to-1 straight Profi. It's kind of for hygienists. You just put it on a 20K motor, kind of turns it into a hygienist handpiece for them. So at this point, I'll take some questions for you guys on this, and you guys probably have some. So again, to chime in and add some input, simply hit *6 on your phone, and you can ask any questions you want, but I'll leave it at that for right now and take some questions. No questions, just me. Okay, well, should we move on, or does anybody have any questions on this or comments?
Hi, Dave. This is Richard.
Hey, Richard.
I got a question on this. You're talking with Tim on Henry Schein a lot.
Yeah.
Henry Schein going to be supplying these handpieces for us now, or what?
Well, they always have. So they've, you know, Handpiece Headquarters, you know, Tim Ropechan, who's come and spoke at our past two meetings.
Uh-huh.
He introduced these to us two meetings ago, maybe it was last meeting, 2 years ago. It was either the last meeting or the one before where we actually introduced the Choice Pro line. And so, yeah, they are, you know, Tim's leading the charge on this whole private label handpiece project that we've been on. So we carry two lines, as you know. We carry the Sable line of slow speed and high speed handpieces, and then we have our private label Choice Pro line of high speed and slow speed handpieces.
Okay, my next question was, well, that leads into my next question was, we know that they purchased Hayes handpiece repair. Is Hayes going to be also coming out with this type of a setup, or
Henry Schein private labels most of this stuff under their name, which is a clean, A-C-C-L-E-A-N, I believe. If you look at in the Henry Schein catalog, that's their private label name for their handpieces. So our Profi Sport is exactly identical to their A Clean hygienist handpiece, which they retail for $499 in their catalog. And so I would imagine the Hayes guys are simply going to rep the Henry Schein product, so that A Clean line. I don't think that they would have Hayes do their own private labeling, especially now that they're under the Henry Schein umbrella. Why wouldn't they just have them promote that A Clean line? That's my guess, Richard. I don't know for sure, but I don't think Hayes is going to be private labeling anything moving forward.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Oh, and by the way, Richard,
yeah.
So I don't know if you guys are noticing this, but our rep here, Don Magnuson, who most of you guys have met by now, he has been going into his offices that he knows use Hayes, and in a very polite manner, letting them know that Hayes has been purchased by Henry Schein, and he's already got three of those customers.
So yeah, that's what I've been doing too.
Yeah, there's some folks out there that just have had some bad experiences with Henry Schein, and as soon as they found that out, they're like, okay, moving away from them. So I don't know if you guys have been promoting that or at least informing your customer base that use Hayes, but you know, there's a reason some folks out there went to a Hayes or went to a dental fix or went to, you know, someone other than Henry Schein because they had a very, very poor or bad experience with them. And now that they found out that Henry Schein owns Hayes, they're wanting to move a different direction. So take advantage of that if you can. Be positive about it, but let them know.
Yeah, hey, Dave, this is Cecil.
Yeah, Cecil.
I've encountered people, potential customers, of course, because my territory is very new. But I have been mentioning that also. And I've had customers not necessarily mention the negative experience with Schein, but the desire to avoid the big guys that have said, well, you know, we used Hayes in this area because they were an option that wasn't one of the big guys. But since they're owned by the big guys, yeah, we might just give you a shot now. So,
right. So I don't think you'd ever lose a customer because you told a potential customer that Hayes is now owned by Schein, but I'll guarantee you, you'll gain a few. You know?
A good thing to also say, too, I assume that their prices might go up, too, in repairs or maybe lead time. Is that correct, or do they have to get all their parts through Henry Schein now, right?
They do, but, you know, they are still operating. I think I had the exact numbers for our last TDC Connected meeting when we spoke about that. I think there was 58 actual Hayes owners that were feet on the ground and had a shop, you know, there locally, and then there was 22 or 23 that were simply like sales reps, and they'd pick up a handpiece, they'd have to send it all the way out here to Carlsbad, get it repaired, and it'd be shipped back. So I don't know with the 58, you know, that have the shop there locally, if they'll be affected so much time-wise. I wouldn't really think so, at least not yet, Richard. But pricing may be a factor. Pricing may change, Richard. We're going to find out here real soon. Obviously, I think they're trying to make the transition. I think they're trying to ease into the transition, from what I understand from Tim, who's been a wealth of information for us on that. It's funny that he's, you know, he started out as a repair guy, and I think, Steve Everhart always introduces him at our meetings of, you know, he's on our team, you know. He started out with his own repair business, and then he started working with a company called HPP, and then he started his own company called Handpiece Headquarters, and then that company was purchased by Henry Schein. So even though he works for Henry Schein and he's under their, you know, direction, at heart he's a simple repair guy. You know, which is why he has a big heart for us, and he's always trying to help us in any way he can, and just he shares a ton of information with us that I think has been pretty valuable over the years. So I'll know firsthand from him probably as the developments move along with Hayes and what they're doing. And you guys will be the first, you know, the first people I obviously contact and let know in hopes that you gain some advantage because of that. But I think there's already been a little bit of an advantage gained just on the fact that there are offices out there that, like Cecil just mentioned, they just don't like working with the big box companies, the big, huge, billion-dollar companies. They like working with local people, and they thought they had that with Hayes, and now it's you know, it's not the case anymore. So anyway, I just wanted to relay that story about Don and some of the success he's had just here recently within the last several weeks of letting his customer base know that Hayes is now owned by Schein and gained some customers because of it. So pretty cool.
Dave, it's Harv.
Yeah, Harv, what do you have, sir?
If a potential customer asks us who the manufacturer is of these pieces, what's the answer?
Who's the manufacturer? A company called TT Bio out of South Korea.
Okay.
They won't know who that is, by the way.
How do you spell that, Dave?
TTBIO.
TTBIO. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Cool.
I don't know what it stands for, but that's who makes this stuff for us.
Cool. By the way,
another new development, I don't know if I mentioned this yet or not, but we obviously have the lubrication stations that have the three ports, the electric drive on the left, the two air drive ports in the middle of the lubrication station, and then on the right-hand side, a chuck cleaning station. They are about to release, although it hasn't come out yet, they're about to release that with simply three air stations and that chuck cleaning. So they're going to eliminate that motor drive, electric motor drive on the left-hand side, and offer that same lubrication station with all kind of air drive ports, and then the cost is going to come down because they're not going to have that motor integrated into it. So I'll let you guys know as soon as that comes out. I think we've sold about 10 or 12 of those lubrication stations so far, so not a ton of them, but we are going to have another option available where it's just all the air stations, and the price is actually going to come down as well. Okay, guys. Well, I do want to let you know this. I am going to be emailing you guys out a PO for these demo kits. So we're going to need to get a raise of hands of who actually wants one, because we've got to put an order in probably within the next couple of weeks. But when I send out that email, I'll have the pricing as well for you guys. And then, of course, with those demo kits, we're going to have what many have asked for, which is a marketing brochure for them. So we're working with a different graphics guy on that now that we have the pictures, which was the big sticking point that unfortunately Tim couldn't provide. So I will also be emailing you guys for that, and we want to get a show of hands on the demo kits. I imagine most of you guys are going to want one, but I don't want to overcommit and underdeliver or the opposite. So I'll definitely be doing that.
Dave, this is Erwin. Just a small question on Hayes existing clients. I go into offices and I ask them, you know, and I speak with them and give them my card, etc. But they don't volunteer the people that they normally use. How would you suggest that I go about?
Because you definitely have to ask for it.
You have to ask for it. Okay.
Yeah, now you're right. So some of them, for some reason, I'm saying this just from hearsay. You guys would know more than me, although Steve has had us do over the years some outbound calls. Some offices will volunteer it right away. Oh, I use Jeff from Hayes, or I use, you know, so-and-so from Dental Fix. I mean, some of them will just come right out and tell you, and some of them will say, well, I don't want to tell you, or why should I tell you, or why do you need to know? And so, you know, it's okay. You don't have to push them on it, but that would 100% be something I asked every customer that I walked into.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So,
because I just did a search, and I've got four Hayes in my area. So,
Erwin, Richard here. A good thing to do is probably when you do it, go in, if you ask and they kind of hesitate to volunteer, you might want to say, well, I'd like to do a cost analysis or something, one-to-one, how much they're charging for you to change a turbine versus what you can do for them. And then they'll probably open up pretty quickly. I'd say, well, you know, so-and-so or whatever. But do you give them a cost sheet of what your prices are?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, that's usually what I lead with. I say, well, I'd like to try a cost analysis with whoever you use and see if we come in line or we might be better with something.
Okay.
With a repair.
Thank you for that advice. I appreciate it.
And that usually, Richard, that usually will stimulate them to tell you who they use?
Right, and usually they're pretty open about it too. If you've gone in there so many times and they know you by now, they'll probably open up for you pretty easily. An assistant or a hygienist, or even the doctor, if you know the doctor, if you've seen them enough, they'll probably volunteer for you that information.
So sometimes they're a little closed cheek on the first visit, but after a couple of visits, they kind of just open up, even if they haven't used you yet, Richard.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Good to know.
Good to know. Thank you.
Thanks, Richard. Okay, guys, well, I think that kind of covers the demo kit info for now. You're going to get another email from me here, hopefully in a couple of days, with more information on it, case color and case options, et cetera. But so at this point, I kind of left some open air here to just field any questions or comments that you guys have regardless of the subject matter.
Hey, Dave, Richard here again. Sorry.
Yeah.
What's going on with we're starting to receive a lot of new handpieces in for repair. The Midwest Pro or the Midwest what was the other one that every time Pete calls Bud or something, we're unable to get parts for those things. Are we gearing up to handle the new style handpieces now, the Cavos and the Midwest?
Yeah, well, we've already got in and actually sold out, and I have another order placed for the turbines for the Midwest Tradition Plus. Midwest,
yes.
Dinsply, Serona, Tradition Plus. I mean, it's a whole mouthful now. So we've got in a batch, went through them. I have another batch on order. It's supposed to ship in, I think, another day. Within the next day or two, that is supposed to ship to us. And it comes with a back cap wrench, which I'm sure will be available. If you ordered one turbine, now you have a back cap wrench, you know, forever. But so that we've had in and we're getting more of. And then the other ones are are just a bearing, like if you need to do an overhaul, are the specific bearings for it. And we have those on order as well.
Okay, great.
So I imagine within the next week, we should be able to cover not only putting a new turbine into those, but also doing overhauls.
Oh, great. Thanks.
So, yeah, I know Pete's been asking about that, and Bud's been asking too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're very close to on both of those.
Okay, great. Thanks.
You're very welcome.
David, this is Monty. Same vein. I think it's a different handpiece. There's one Midwest Tradition that doesn't have Plus on it. It's got dense fine Serona over to the side, but it is different than an old Tradition.
Mm-hmm.
What about them?
Yeah, that's absolutely. So all the Midwest, like there's the new dense ply Tradition, there's a new dense ply Tradition Plus, there's a new Stylus Plus.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, all that stuff as far as I know.
You will be get, or you?
Correct.
Will be or already have it, okay.
Well, I already have the turbines in for the Midwest Stylus Plus. I'm sorry, I think I misspoke and called it a Tradition Plus. Tradition Plus, we've had those turbines on the shelf for, a year or more, to a year and a half. Yeah. The Stylus Plus is the one that we just got in, we sold out of, and I've got more coming in.
And just
and
the plain
that's
Tradition.
That's also the one that you need, because the Tradition Plus just takes the star bearing, the 60102, but the Stylus Plus takes its own unique bearing, and so that's the one.
What about just the ordinary Tradition? It's not a Tradition because it takes 4405 CM or C bearing. So do we have the parts for it or not? This one.
No.
No,
just the regular one? No, that's the one. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So we might get them, but we don't have them yet. Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, we will get them. Not that we might. We will get them. Absolutely, 100%. Yeah.
David,
I've got
two of these new ones, but they have T for Tom and B for Boy. T for Tom and B for Betty behind them, and not a plus or anything. It's just Midwest Tradition TB.
Okay.
So I sent them in to you guys, and you can look at them.
I don't know. Did you talk to Bud about them?
I didn't talk to Bud. I spoke with John, and he suggested that I send it in because then, you know, you guys can try out and see if you can back engineer it or reverse engineer it or get the right part.
Okay. It's a tradition, TB, T as in Tom, B as in boy?
No. Yes. T as in Tom, B as in boy.
Okay. So never heard of it. That's a new one on me. I haven't heard of a tradition TB.
T for Tom, TB, yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
You'll get them in the... In the
I mean,
in
I've heard of that. There's the Stylus Plus, there's a tradition, there's a tradition Pro, there's the Midwest Phoenix. So, I mean, they've had a lot of new ones come out that I'm familiar with. I'm sorry, I haven't heard of the TB, but if you talk to John and he said he could fix it for you, then that's good.
I'm limited in my ability to try different options because of you know, I don't have all the options in stock. So and that's another reason I sent back.
Oh, great. Well, I'm sure he'll be able to give you the repair recipe when he fixes it for you.
I hope so.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Has anyone else out there heard of the tradition, Midwest Tradition Dentsply Serona TB?
Nope, never have. It probably means Taiwan, not Beijing.
Wow. That's like the old the Kavo BR, 635 BR. You know why that? Do you know what the BR stands for? Brazil. They opened up a manufacturing facility in Brazil. That's what the first thing they started making there. Yeah. So the Kavo 635 BR was made in Brazil.
Wow. That's good to know.
So maybe that does mean, you know, Taiwan, Beijing. Who knows?
Dave, it's Harv. I have a question on another subject.
Sure. What do you have?
And if this is something you want to address outside of the meeting, I'll call you afterwards. It's regarding the lubrication machine you mentioned.
I'd be happy to take the call right now. If guys don't want to hear about it, they can certainly, you know, get back to their work day. But, yeah, what do you have?
Yes, as you know, I just sold a bunch of Kavo high speeds with the Kavo compatible couplers. And that customer previously used Star 430s, so they have no lubrication machine. And they asked me about it, and I'm to go in on Monday to show them how to maintain them. And I need information on that machine so I can try and make a sale on it.
Well, I'll email that to you immediately.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay. What other, do they have slow speed handpieces in there?
I never got any slow speed repairs from them. It's an oral surgery company, so you think I'd have been getting some surgical hand pieces, but all I get is Star 430s.
Okay. Huh. And it's a surgical place? Are they going through them pretty regularly, or are they lasting through the warranty period?
They last through the warranty period for the most part.
Okay. I would just think that'd be pretty tough on a Star 430 surgical.
I changed to Tim's those new bearings that he introduced at the last meeting, and I've been having pretty good success with them, except for that clip coming out, and consequently, I've been ordering the one, I'm trying to recall what you call that bearing, that Extralon or whatever. They have one without the clip, without the rear seal or shield on it, so I've been getting those and haven't been having pretty good success with them.
Yeah, I don't like the bearings, the stylus bearings and the other bearings that have that shield on the back, in that sometimes high air pressures can blow that shield off of the back of the bearing and it'll actually lock up the handpiece.
Right.
That's been a problem. I remember they released the Kavo years ago, that did that, that had that shield on the back, and that was a pretty dismal failure. They don't even make it anymore. You can't even get it. And then, of course, the stylus and some of the star options. But yeah, that can be a problem. But
you think with the higher pressure on the inside of the head, it would tend to push that shield toward the bearing, but for some reason or other, it tends to pop it out.
Yeah. I mean, the argument's the opposite, right?
Yeah.
That a bearing on the backside of the, or the shield is, yeah, I don't get it either. I'm with you. Anyone else? All right, guys. Well, we're kind of crashing and burning here, so I'm going to let you guys get back to your work day. Anyway, thank you all for your input, Richard and Cecil and Harv and Erwin, and everybody have a great day. And like I said, this recording will be up on the TDC Connected website in probably an hour or two. So everybody have a great day.